A barman packs a fridge with bottles of beer inside Tiny's Tavern in Atteridgeville, a sprawling township near South Africa's capital, Pretoria. The barman opens another box of beer to satisfy patron Mapiti Matsotso's thirst. He says he'll never drink anything but South African beer.
I like the taste, basically. Bitter
and wet.
According to South African Breweries, SAB, South Africans drink almost 60 litres of beer per person per year. They're the biggest consumers of beer in Africa. The company makes about 25 million hectolitres of beer annually. One hectolitre is 100 litres.
South Africa is in the top 10 beer markets worldwide. Our culture is a very rich one, and beer goes back through the centuries in South Africa.
Alistair Hewitt is a manager at SAB. He says most South Africans can't watch football without drinking beer.
For the flick on from Boffa King, this is our opportunity on the near post.
In the townships and in the taverns, we get together on weekends and watch the game, mainly sport, and socialise and catch up on the week.
SAB's Castle brand is particularly popular. It's won numerous international beer awards.
It's been around for 115 years. It was the founding beer of our company in 1895, when Charles Glass, a real character, came from the UK to South Africa and founded the beer on the dusty mining streets of Johannesburg.
Hewitt says Castle Lager is a very well-balanced beer. He's going to take great pleasure in introducing it to World Cup fans.
You know, in European countries, you get very good tasting beer. In the Americas, you get very refreshing beer. Castle's a combination of taste and refreshment, and it all comes together in a castle.
In the colder climes of Europe, beer is served at room temperature. But South Africans love ice-cold beer, even in the middle of winter. So, says Hewitt, foreign football supporters must prepare to drink plenty of chilled beer.
So in the key nodes around the country, we're going to make sure that we've got refrigerated backup stock. So when our customers run out of stock, we can run in with cold beer and fill their fridges and continue to supply the demand.
On the outskirts of Johannesburg, sweating labourers swing pickaxes under a hot sun. They're applying the finishing touches to the Soccer City Stadium. Like many South Africans, they're disappointed they won't be able to buy their homeland's beer inside the arenas they've helped to build.
No, not Budweiser. It's American beer. What does Americans know about beer?
Football's governing body, FIFA, is allowing only Budweiser beer to be sold inside the stadiums. The construction workers scoff at this.
No, that's water, Def. It's not beer. There's no flavor to it. You have to serve rather German or Heineken or something, you know.
Or South African beer.
Or Castle.
Yeah,
or
in South African stadiums, we normally drink Castle. In fact, we drink all the beers we want to drink in our stadiums.
Soccer City forklift driver Solomon Nkuma says it won't be an African World Cup without African beer.
Can I have one Castle draft?
Webster Dladla orders a beer in Bulldog's Pub in Johannesburg's Rosebank suburb. He has a ticket for the South Africa versus Uruguay game in Pretoria on June 16th. But Dladla shocked when told he'll only be able to buy Budweiser inside the stadium.
I'll make sure I'll bring my own beer.
But they won't let you in the stadium with your own beer.
There are many ways to kill a kid.
What did you say?
I'll find a way.
You'll find a way to get your beer into the stadium?
Yes, I'll find my way to get
Like, where are you going to put it? In your underpants?
Even in my bag, I can do anything. Castle is my favorite beer, that's why I will try to make sure I go with my own Castle inside.
But Ladla is unlikely to succeed. FIFA security officers will probably confiscate his beer. In the meantime, at bars across South Africa, the stocking of storerooms for the football spectacle continues. People here are preparing for one of the biggest beer-swilling events ever held. For VOA Africa, I'm Darren Taylor in Tiny's Tavern at Atteridgeville, South Africa.